弟兄姐妹朋友们早安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们一同用祷告来到主面前。
Let us start by offering word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢你，今天早晨我们可以在你的殿中一同的聚集来敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can gather here this morning so that we can worship you.
每次当我们奉靠你的名聚会的时候，主，我们心里面都是满心的感恩。
Every time that we rely on your name, we're full of thanksgiving in our hearts.
因为我们知道，我们蒙恩得救的人，我们是被你所爱的。
Because we know that as your children who have been saved, we are being loved by you.
我们知道我们的主耶稣基督来到这个世上。
We know that your Son Jesus Christ come to this earth.
在十字架上面为我们的罪受死。
And that he died on the cross for us.
为着就是能够赐给我们真正的生命。
So that the true life could be given to us.
我们今天在这世上所遇到的任何一切的事情。
Anything that we, any trials that we encounter in this life.
不论是好是坏。
No matter good or bad.
在人的眼中是好是坏，在你的眼中都是你所安排的。
No matter good or bad, everything was happening for our purpose.
而且你赐给我们一个盼望。
And you also have given us a hope.
就是你必不离弃我们。
That you will never leave us.
主，在这十二月圣诞的节期。
Dear Father, in this time of the birth of Christ,
我们特别纪念到我们的主耶稣基督。
We remember our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们纪念你的降生。
And let us commemorate your birth.
让我们能够感恩，让我们能够欢呼。
And so that we can be thankful, and then we can be joyful.
求主今天早晨与我们同在，接纳我们的敬拜。
We pray that you will be with us this morning and accept our worship.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
今天早晨在平常我们主日讲道之前是有诗班的献诗。
Normally before our worship, we usually have our choir offering hymns.
今天我们的诗班不在。
And today our choir is not with us.
因为他们在外面服侍。
Because they're serving the Lord at some other places.
用他们的诗歌在传福音。
And they are proclaiming the gospel using their singing.
我很想念他们。
I actually miss them very much.
我觉得好像诗班没有献诗就上来讲道，好像少了一点什么东西。
It feels like we are missing something without them being here.
可能等一下我们可以多唱一首诗歌。
And maybe we can sing another hymn a little bit later.
那的确就像刚刚Jim 弟兄跟我们分享的，我们要为我们的诗班祷告。
So just like Brother Jim just shared, we need to pray for our choir.
他们今天不在我们当中，但是让我们纪念他们。
Even though they are not here today, we need to keep them in our thoughts.
特别我们的这个诗班的弟兄姐妹，不论是我们的教会或 Ahamba 教会的这群弟兄姐妹，真的是很让我们敬重的一群很忠心服侍神的弟兄姐妹。
And the members of the choir, they come from this church or from the Ahamba church.They served the Lord diligently, and they're worthy of our respect.
因为我自己也曾经在诗班唱了十几年了，所以我可以讲这样的话。
I can say this because I myself served in this choir for more than 10 years.
就是我们的诗班非常不专业。
Our choir is not very professional.
没有几个人说真的有受过音乐或者是唱歌的训练。
And not many people have been trained professionally in music.
事实上许多呢我们诗班的我讲我们就是包括我自己。
And when I talk about our choir, I'm talking about myself also.
是五音不全不懂得视谱的人。
And none of us actually know how to read music.
可是你看我们教会的诗班事实上唱起诗歌来是非常的感人。
But if you have heard our choir, their performance,It's very touching.
就是一颗爱主、愿意服侍主的一个心。
And that's because they have a heart to serve the Lord diligently.
他们带着这份心意，在外面唱诗歌的时候，然后呢，传扬主耶稣基督救恩的福音的时候，就能够感动人。
And if they serve with that heart and that attitude, they will be able to touch a lot of other people.
所以我们为我们的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
So we should pray for them.
也特别为指挥王教授祷告。
We also pray for the conductor, Professor Wang.
他就在过去这一个一两个月的时候，事实上检查到了他有得癌症。
In fact, she went through some medical checkups in the last couple of months and discovered that she actually has cancer.
80多岁的人了。
She's more than 80 years old.
我们教会的朱长老都称她为大姐。
Even our elder Tru calls her an elder sister.
但是呢，我们这一位姐妹王教授真的是她在神的面前的心意，她就说，我要在这12月份，在我有生之年能够把福音传好。 把这个诗班、圣乐、圣诞节的福音的这件事情办完了，求神能够让我能够有这样的一个心愿能够达到。But
our elder sister Wang, she actually said that she wants to finish serving during this season of Christ's birth, and she wants to finish this and then starts treatment.
对，所以他自己的这个就医或者是这个。 疗程，她是希望能够1月份以后，等到圣诞节过后，她再去做。And
therefore, she wants to start her treatment only after the Christmas season is over, and she wants to start this in January.
我们看见这个姐妹，她的信心是在主耶稣基督的身上。And
we see that her faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
她是有盼望的，是毫无惧怕的。And
she has hope, and she is fearless.
这是信心的落实。
And this is the example of faith.
所以我们用祷告与他和他我们的所爱的弟兄姐妹们一起同工。
So let us use prayer to support her and as well as the brothers and sisters who are serving with her right now.
好，我们今天来到提摩太前书的最后一部分了。
Now today let's come to the last part of 1 Timothy.
Alex 长老和我今年用了1年的时间把提摩太前书讲完。
So Elder Alex and I are spending this year to finish preaching on this book.
最近有听到有一些人反映说，怎么讲，怎么一整年都在讲这本书啊？
So recently I've heard some people commenting that why are we talking about this book for the entire year?
有些人来听了一次，
and some people come here once.
然后过了半年。 回到我们当中又说怎么还在讲同样一本书
And after they come back in 6 months, they still hear the same book being preached.
事实上弟兄姐妹，虽然我们是在讲提摩太前书这一卷书，
So even though we are concentrating on this book,
但是我想过去这一年与我们在一起的弟兄姐妹们都能够了解到，
But those who are with us for the last year, they know this.
提摩太前书虽然是一卷书，但是它里面的内容是非常非常的丰富。So
even though this is only one book in the Bible, its content is very rich.
我们在预备的时候，预备讲章的时候，并不是用主题的方式来预备。So
when we, as we prepare for preaching, we're not preparing it on the basis of a particular subject.
我们是让神的话怎么讲，我们就怎么说。
We decided that we will be led by God's Spirit.
也就是说，我们不去选择什么样是我们认为好听的，什么样是不好听的来做决定。In
other words, we're not choosing in advance what topic to preach and what topic is easier to preach.
但是如果我们回想一下的话，我们过去这一年听到的一些信息的主题是什么呢？
But if we think back, what were some of the subjects that we preached on during the last year?
我们听到了，因为提摩太前书是针对今日的信徒以及教会所写的一本书。What
we heard is that the book of Timothy was written to the believers at the time and also the believers today.
神的心意是要让我们今天了解教会是神的家。And
God's heart is for us to understand that the church is the home of Christ.
我们在教会里面，在神的家中，我们要高举。 神的真道，神的真理。
And in the house of the Lord, we must raise up high the truth.
我们不但要对神的话有清楚的认识，
not only do we need to understand God's word,
我们还需要分辨真道与这个假的福音的区别。
We also need to differentiate and distinguish the true gospel and then the fake Gospels.
我们需要了解神对于人, 不论是男人和女人, 这个他对他们的地位的看法。
Not only do we need to understand God's view of the role of men and women,
不但神钟爱男人和女人,
not only that God loves men and women equally,
神的心意是属于他的男人跟女人要在一起同工,
and also God intends that men and women will serve together,
然后不但是一起同工, 而且是分工,
And not only to work together, but also to have different roles.
然后神给我们看见, 我们在教会里面, 不论是做牧人的, 或者是弟兄姐妹们, 彼此之间的, 责任。
And also the book shows that, tells us not only about the role of pastors in the church, but also the co-workers and the brothers and sisters, their roles.
彼此之间的关爱,
and the love that we have for each other.
彼此之间的督责,
and the mutual monitoring.
然后呢, 我们看见神的心意是要我们对于在这个社会上面或教会里面 所谓弱势的团体,
and we also saw God's heart for those who were considered to be the weaker categories of people.
保罗花了很大一篇的 这个篇幅特别讲到的是当时在教会里面的所谓的寡妇。
And Paul spent a lot of time talking about the widows in the church at the time.
然后呢, 也提到了一个仆人跟主人之间的关系。
It also mentioned the relationship between servants and masters.
一个属于神的人在服侍岗位,在这个工作岗位上面该怎么样服侍他们的主人。
And also the attitude that the one should have as somebody who belongs to the Lord.
然后在提摩太前书这一整卷书里面很重要的一点是讲到敬虔。
And also a very important point in the entire book, in this book is
godliness.
And it's godliness.
敬虔并不是只是我们好像心里面在心思上面对神的一种尊重。
And godliness is not only that to have a respect for God in our heart.
也不只是我们在教会里面所做的一些服事。
And it's not just the service that we conduct in the church.
而是讲到我们作为神的儿女在我们的生活行为当中。
It's really talking about as God's children and during our daily lives.
如何落实神的话语。
How to put into practice God's word.
怎么样在我们的性格上面不断地受到神的圣灵以及他话语的改变。
And how to be transformed by God's spirit and God's word in our character.
所以我们在上个月的时候, 上个月讲到从第十七节开始。
So last month we had this message that started in verse 17.
讲到今世富足的人。
And this verse was talking about those who are rich in the present world.
我们如果稍微做一点回顾的话,
if we look back,
我们就想到我们提到说, 就今天在美国我们的生活上面来讲, 多半我们算是所谓富足富裕的人。
And so if we look back, we realize that today we are counted among the rich as people who live in North America.
但是因为我们富足,我们富裕,我们很容易依靠在这些我们的钱财和物质上面。
And because we are very well provided for, we tend to rely on the material possessions that we have.
而神的话提醒我们不能依靠这些钱财,但是要依靠那厚赐百物给我们的神。
So God's word reminds us not to put our hope in wealth, but to put our hope in God.
要提醒我们,今天我们的物质,我们的金钱源头是在哪里?
And he reminds us that about the source of our wealth and our possessions.
源头是在神身上。
And the source is from God.
而这些物质和金钱是我们的资源,我们要能够驾驭它。
And these are the resources that we have, and we are supposed to be in control of them.
而不是被他指使, 或者是被追求着这个钱财。
And not the other way around, and not to be controlled by these possessions.
因为重点是第19节里面讲的, 我们要为自己积成美好的根基,预备将来。 要叫我们属于神的人能够持定那真正的生命。
So the focus of this message is in verse 19. It says, in this way they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life.
所以这些是我们上回从神的话语上面看出来的原则。
So these are the principles that we were able to discern from God's word last time.
也是在保罗在这一卷书, 就是写给以弗所教会的信徒们和他们的牧师提摩太的这卷书最后面, 他所要提到重要的一件事情。
And these are the important points Paul wanted to mention to the congregation in Ephesus, as well as their pastor Timothy, in this letter.
所以今天在我们为提摩太前书做一个, 结束的时候, 我想要在这个话题上面再稍微跟弟兄姐妹们交通一些一番。
So today, as we come to a conclusion, for the book of 1 Timothy, I still wanted to communicate with brothers and sisters a little bit more.
今天在我们教会里面绝大部分的人,
So today in our among our church congregation, most people,
我们今天来到美国,
And today we come to America.
目的是什么?
What's our purpose?
是因为来
And it's because
我想没有人今天来美国是为了要来认识神的。
I don't think anyone, when they came to America, the purpose was actually to get to know God.
我们不是因为信了神,受到宗教逼迫,然后来到美国。
And we came to America not because we came under religious persecution.
我们多半来到美国是为了能够为自己建立一个更好的生活。
And mostly we came to America, it was for economic reasons, was to have a better life.
我们都相信有一个所谓的美国梦。
We all believe in what's called the American dream.
当然除了为了自己,
And of course, not just for ourselves, but also for our next generation. America is a free country.
美国基本上是一个只要你自己肯努力上进的一个地方,你就可以有收获的一个地方。
And America is a place that if you are willing to work hard, then you are going to reap what you sow.
有些人是来这边求学,
And some people came here to study in universities.
有些人是来这边工作,
Some people came here to work.
有些人是为了让孩子在一个自由开放的环境之下, 可以在他们的学业上面和他们的未来上面奠定更好的一个基础。
And some people came here so that their children can have a solid education foundation to be in a free environment.
这不只是在美国的华人有的一种的观念。
And this is not just an attitude that is limited to the Chinese people in America.
这个观念事实上是所有移民的在美国移民的人心中所有的观念。
And this view is very common among all the immigrants in the United States.
这个观念事实上非常的根深蒂固。
This is a very deep-rooted concept.
只要努力勤奋靠着自己的双手,
And if we are willing to work hard, relying on our own hands,
我们可以为自己打下一个美好的基础。
Then we can build something for us.
渐渐的我们找到好的工作。
And gradually, as we came to good jobs,
从租房子到买房子,
and to buy a house, starting from renting,
从小房子买到大房子,
and to end up with a big house from a move up from to a big house from a small house.
除了帮助自己的生活环境得到改善以外, 孩子也可以接受各式各样的教育.
And not only to improve our economic status, but also our Children will have better education.
我们给我们孩子机会不但是在学业上面能够学好, 甚至在他们的其他的才艺方面, 甚至运动上面可有很多的发展。
And our children will have not just better knowledge and education, but also have good opportunities to improve their physical health.
但是呢，今天我们来到了美国。
But also as we come to America,
很多人也接触到了福音。
Many people came to know the gospel.
我们认识了主耶稣基督。
And we come to know the Lord Jesus.
我们发现原来我们的生命是跟神所有联系的。
And we discover that our life is connected to our Creator.
我们认识了主耶稣基督。
And we come to know Jesus Christ.
我们接受了他的救恩。
And we accepted his salvation.
我们认了我们的罪。
And we confessed our sins.
我们悔改。
And we repented.
我们加入了教会。
And we joined the church.
我们很喜乐。
We're full of joy.
可是你看，我们是不是很容易，事实上就落入了这第十七节到第十九节所描述的这个情况？
And do you see at the same time? Do you see how easy it is for us to fall into the situation described in verses 17 to 19 here?
是什么情况呢
？And what is this situation?
就是要受到警告的这个状况。
And this is the situation that the Lord find it necessary to warn us about.
今天我们在美国，我们成为了神的儿女。
So today we became God's children in this country.
我们也富足了。
And we became rich.
但是我们对于真正的生命的这个意义和概念，我们有没有多少深刻的了解？
But for the meaning of the true life, how much understanding do we have?
因为我们这个观念上面，我们对于我们来美国的目的的这个观念没有做到调整。
Because we didn't have we haven't made any adjustments to the concept of why we came to America.
在生活当中，我们还是碰到跟不认识神之前的困难，是不是？
So in our daily lives, we still encounter difficulties that we had before we came to know Christ.
钱还是要赚。
We had to make money.
孩子还是要养。
We still need to raise up our children.
这个经济工作上面总是也会碰到难处。
We still have trouble at work.
但是当我们碰到这种情形的时候，我们是用什么样的方式来面对？
But as we encounter these problems, how do we react?
我们的观念很多时候还是不是从神的那边来看，而是从我们人的出发点来看。
Frequently our reaction is not based onThe perspective of God is based on our own perspective.
弟兄姐妹，上回我提到过，今天我要再一次的加强。
So brothers and sisters, I mentioned this last time, and today let me emphasize this again.
当我们讲到属灵的事情跟属世的事情的时候，我们不能够把这两件事情分开来看。
And as we talk about spiritual and physical matters, we cannot.Separate them.
也就是说，当我们在讲到我们跟神之间的关系的时候，不是说属灵的，就是讲到精神上面的需求而已。
So, what we call spiritual matters is not necessarily purely spiritual.
When we speak of spiritual matters, it is not only things that are not physical.然后讲到，所以呢，当我们在教会讲圣经、讲属灵的事的时候，我们就不要讲我们的生活，我们就不要讲钱财。
So as we talk about spiritual matters, at the church, it's not that we need to keep our daily lives completely separate from.
因为我们的生命是属于神的。
Because our life belongs to our God completely.
我们的生命完完全全的是属于神的。
Our life belongs to our God.
我们的生活是在神的掌控之中的。
And our life is under God's control.
我们的生活也是为着神而活的。
And the purpose of our life is for God.
所以当主耶稣基督拯救我们的时候，他是把我们整个生命拯救。
And when Jesus saved us, he saved our entire life.
当我们为神而活的时候，我们是整个生活在神的面前为他而活的。
And as we live for Christ, we offer our entire life to him.
神的心意是不是要信徒这个基督徒们不为钱财去忧虑
？So is it God's will that we never worry about our material possessions？
当然是
，Of course。
可是神的心意是不是不要基督徒去追求钱财
Is it God's will that we will never seek after possessions?
这个答案是是与不是。
So the answer is both yes and no.
在第十七节里面很清楚地讲到，今世富足的人是讲到教会里面的人。
So in verse 17, those who are rich, this is Paul is talking about people who's in the church.
然后第十七节的最后讲到的是要依靠什么后赐百物给我们享受的神。
So the latter part of this verse says to put their hope in God who richly provided us with everything for our enjoyment.
后赐百物不是精神上面的满足。
This is not talking about spiritual satisfaction.
是包括精神上面的满足，但是也包括我们物质上面的需要。
It includes both spiritual satisfaction as well as material needs.
神是不是应许属于他的人能够在世上能够富足？
So did God promise believers that living in this life, everyone will be rich?
是不是？
Did he promise that?
不太敢回答。
We are a little bit afraid to answer this.
可是圣经里面，在箴言里面，这个智慧的书信里面告诉我们，尊荣与富足是神所赐的。
So in the book of Proverbs, it mentions that
honor and riches are
honors and riches are blessings from God.
所以我们今天要在这件事情上面思想一下。
So today we need to think more.
在圣经里面。 我们看见有一些被神祝福的人
In the Bible we see many people who are blessed by God
他们不但是富足
Not only are they rich in possessions
他们是超富足
They are super rich
我们想到的一些是什么人
And who do we think of? What examples are they?
有一个人叫做信心之父
And one person was called the father of faith
亚伯拉罕
And that's Abraham
你知道亚伯拉罕是有钱人吗?
Do you know that he is a rich person?
亚伯拉罕，他那时候被神呼召离开他的父家本地。So
Abraham was called by God to leave the land of his father.
然后呢，神呼召他到神给他应许之地。God
called him to move to a land that he had promised.
我们如果看创世纪，今天没有办法看，但是我跟各位讲，看创世纪，你看到亚伯拉罕从一个地方搬迁移到另外一个地方，迁移到另外一个地方，最后进入到了应许之地。So
in the book of Genesis, we saw how Abraham was migrating from one place to another, eventually to the land that God had promised.
他每到一个地方，就因为神的安排，使得他的财富增长。
And every time that he moved, he was blessed by additional possessions.
他经过一个国家，那个国家的国王就给他财富。
And when he passed through a land, a country, the king of that land was giving him even more.
这个圣经上面就讲，他的牛羊骆驼驴和仆婢就多多的增加。
The scripture says that his farms, the farm animals. Under his possession greatly increased.
最后，他的产业大到一个地步，他和他的侄儿罗德他们两个人需要分开。So
in the end, he had so much possessions that he and his nephew had to separate, had to go in separate ways.
说他富可敌国也不是夸张的一件事情。To
say that it's not an understatement to say that his wealth was even greater than a country.
他不只是他自己拥有奴羊。 这个牛羊骆驼和仆婢，他的这些帐篷一扎营的时候，就像是一个城市一样。And
not only did he had a lot of farm animals, but every time that he set up tents, it had occupied a great tract of land.
他是一个非常非常富有的人。He
was a very wealthy person.
但是我们从人的角度，我们也可以了解。But
we can also understand this from the perspective of man.
虽然说他的财富是神所赐的,
so even though his wealth was blessing from God,
他肯定也是一个非常负责任, 非常勤奋的人。
He must also be a very diligent and responsible person.
一个懒惰闲散的人没有办法管理这么大一批产业的。
A lazy or irresponsible person couldn't really handle taking care of such a great possession.
那我们还可以想到在圣经里面有谁是有钱的人？
Who else can we think of as an example of a rich person in the Bible?
是不少，我已经听到有些人提到提了一些名字。There
are many.
但是我们顺着圣经看的话，我们可以第二个想到的是谁？是约瑟。
And the second person we can think of in the Bible is Joseph.
约瑟在创世纪第41章里面，
in Genesis chapter 41,
我们知道他也因为机遇的关系，
we also know that because of an opportunity.
那当然我们说的机遇事实上是神的安排。
Of course, this opportunity was arranged by God.
使他从一个被卖到埃及的奴隶，
and this opportunity enabled him to become to start from the status of a slave in Egypt.
而且是不但是卖到埃及的奴隶， 而且是下到监狱里面的奴隶。
And he was actually put in prison.
而来到了法老王的面前， 因为为法老王解梦。
And he had this opportunity to come before the Pharaoh and to explain his dreams.
法老王把他一提升到宰相的位置。
And he was raised up by the Pharaoh to be the second in command.
我们看圣经怎么样描述他那时候的情景。
And let us take a look at the Bible and see how this was described.
这是创世纪第41章第38节。
This is Genesis chapter 41, verse 38.
法老对臣仆说：“像这样子的人，有神的灵在他里头，我们岂能找得着呢？”法老对约瑟说：“上帝，神既将这事指示你，可见没有人像你这样有聪明有智慧，你可以掌管我的家，我的名都必听从你的话，唯独在宝座上我比你大。”法老又对约瑟说：“我派你治理埃及全地。” 法老就摘下手上打印的戒指，戴在约瑟的手上，给他穿上细麻衣，把金链戴在他的颈项上。在当时穿细麻衣就是高贵的衣服。然后呢，这个当然金链戴在他的颈项上，赐给他不但是地位，而且赐给他金银。四十三节，又叫约瑟做他的副车，喝道的在前头呼叫说跪下。 这样法老派他治理埃及全地，法老对约瑟说：“我是法老，在埃及全地，若没有你的命令，不许人擅自办事。”Verse 38.
So Pharaoh asked them, "Can we find anyone like this man, one in whom is the spirit of God?" Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Since God had made all this known to you, there's no one so discerning and wise as you. You shall be in charge of my palace, and all my people are to submit to your orders." Only with respect to the throne will I be greater than you. So Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I hereby put you in charge of the whole land of Egypt." Then Pharaoh took his signet ring from his finger and put it on Joseph's finger. He dressed him in robes of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck. And he had him ride in the chariot as his second in command. And people shouted before him, "Make way!" Thus he put him in charge of the whole land of Egypt. And verse 44, then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I am Pharaoh, but without your word, no one will lift hand or foot in all Egypt."
约瑟不但有财富,
so not only did Joseph had the riches,
他有权力, 他有地位,
he also had the power and the status.
他治理埃及全地,
he was put in charge of the whole land of Egypt.
埃及是当时最有势力的帝国,
and that's a country that's the most powerful at the time.
结果法老就把他提升了。And
Pharaoh raised him up.
所以如果今天我们是在当时的这个约瑟的时代的话，我们看到约瑟的时候，他就是一个超级富有，而且是非常有势力的一个人。So
if we go back to his time, then he is probably the richest person in the land at the time.
记得当他的父亲和他的这个兄弟来到埃及，因为 他们所居住的地方有饥荒的时候，他们来到约瑟的面前，他们头都抬不起来，不敢看这个宰相。And
do you remember that when his father and brothers came to him because of famine where they had lived, they didn't even dare to raise up their heads.
所以他们认不出这原来是他们的兄弟，是他们当初卖掉的兄弟。
And because of that, they couldn't recognize him as the brother that they had sold into slavery.
我们很容易的想象, 非常多具代表性的人物, 在圣经里面, 事实上是非常有钱的人。
So we can see that many of the representative people in the Bible, they are what we call super rich.
我们上回看到大卫,
and last time we saw the King David.
当然他是一国之王,
of course, he was the king of Israel.
当他奉献的时候,
as he was giving offering,
他的奉献的金子是以吨为作为单位来奉献的。
And the amount of gold that he gave was measured in tons.
我们知道他的儿子所罗门,
and we also know his son Solomon.
也是王,
he's also a king.
他是太平之王,
and he was presiding over a peaceful time.
在所有以色列的历史当中, 没有一个比他更富庶。
And there was no other king as rich as he was in the history of Israel.
而且他当时的名声事实上是传遍万国的。
And he had this great reputation among all nations.
我们也想到有一个人叫做约伯。
We also can see that another person by the name of Job.
刚刚有人提到,
this name was just mentioned by.
约伯是怎么样的一个富有？
And how much material possessions did he have?
我们来看一下约伯记。
Let us go to the book of Job.
约伯记，我们看第一章。
Chapter 1.
我们从第一节开始看。
Let us begin from verse 1.
乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那个人完全正直，敬畏上帝，远离恶事。他生了七个儿子，三个女儿。他的家产是七千羊、三千骆驼、五百对牛、五百母驴，并且有许多的仆婢。这人在东方中就为至大。 他的儿子按着日子各在自己家里设宴摆设摆宴席，就打发人去请了他的三个姐妹来与他们一同吃喝。筵宴的日子过了，约伯打发人去叫他们自节。他清早起来按着他们众人的数目献燔祭，因为他说恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉了神。约伯常常这样行。
The book of Job verses 1 to 5. In the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys, and had a large number of servants. He was the greatest man among all the people of the East. His sons used to hold feasts in their homes on their birthdays, and they would invite their three sisters to eat and drink with them. When a period of feasting had run its course, Job would make arrangements for them to be purified. And early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each one of them, thinking, perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. This was Job's regular custom.
所以我们看见在圣经里面，事实上受神祝福的人是在财产上面是非常非常的有祝福的。
So we can conclude that in the Bible, those who were blessed by God, they were also blessed with great material possessions.
在箴言书第8章第18节这样子讲。
In the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verse 18.
我们从第18节看到21节。
Let us read from verse 18 to 21.
丰富尊荣在我。这个丰富原文讲的就是财富。 财富尊荣在我。
So verse 18 says, with me are riches and honor. The word riches, it means wealth.
当然这里讲到的我是智慧, 但是这个智慧就代表的是耶和华神。
So this word me is talking about wisdom, and of course that refers to the wisdom of the Lord.
财富以及尊荣在我很久的财，就是也就是财富，并且公义也在我。 我的果实胜过黄金，强如金金。我的出产超乎高银。我在公义的道上走，在公平的路中行。使爱我的承受货财，或者就是财货，这财这个财富，并且充满他们的府库，充满他们的府库，就是他们的钱财，他们的金银将会非常的丰满。So
verse 18, with me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than fine gold, What I yield surpasses choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, along the path of justice, bestowing a rich inheritance on those who love me and make their treasuries full. And what's in the treasuries are, of course, the wealth and the possessions.
有一个在美国非常出名的牧师讲过这样的一句话。
There's a very well-known pastor in this country who said the following.
他如果没记错的话是爱尔兰人,然后来了美国做牧师。If
I didn't remember this incorrectly, he's Irish and he came to America to become a pastor.
他名字是 Alistair Begg.
And his name is Alistair Begg.
他曾经在讲道的时候分享这样一件事。
And one time when he was preaching, he shared this.
他在讲道的时候,他跟弟兄姐妹们说, 在你们当中,赚钱的人努力赚钱。
So in his message, he said, brothers and sisters, if you are making money right now, make every effort to do that, to continue.
然后呢,你们要在神的面前考虑。
And then you have to think about this before the Lord.
你的恩赐是什么?
What is your gift?
在哥林多前书12章跟罗马书第12章里面讲到属灵的恩赐的时候,提到一个是什么?是慷慨供应人的一个恩赐。
So in the book of 1 Corinthians and the book of Rome in chapter 12, when the scripture was talking about gifts, what are these gifts? These gifts are...
Well, one of the gifts include being generous.
One of
the gifts of generosity.
Includes being generous with what you have.
With what you have to help others. Okay. 他就说你们努力的赚钱,然后呢,你们有钱了以后,很容易的能够看见你们的恩赐就是你们要给。
And as you have made a lot of money, it's very easy then to see that the gift that you were the gift that you were given is to be generous.
要慷慨的给,
and to give generously.
给那有需要的人,
to give to those who are in need.
给传福音的事工,
and to give for works of spreading the gospel.
给属神的教会,
and to give to the church.
那当然他讲完这个的时候呢,就有人有反应了。
Of course, as he was talking about this, people reacted.
你怎么能讲这种话?
How can you say this?
你知道这位牧师怎么回答?
Do you know how this pastor responded?
他说,
he said,
在教会里面神有赐不一样的恩赐。
In the church, God had given different gifts.
位置是要建造神的身体,就是神的家。
So as to establish and to build up the body of the church.
也就是建造教会。
In other words, the church.
也就是传福音,
to preach the gospel,
建造圣徒,
and to build up believers.
他说,今天我的职分, 我的恩赐是讲道,
and today my responsibility and my gift is to preach God's word.
所以我就是非常的投入,尽心尽意的, 然后呢,勤奋的来做传神话的工作。
So I do this diligently with a lot of effort.
所以今天如果你的恩赐是慷慨的给,
and today if your gift is to give generously,
你就应该尽心尽意,勤奋地把这件事情做好,
then you must do this well, you must do this diligently.
他说不然的话,
otherwise,
没有关系,
it doesn't matter.
It's okay. Yeah.
Otherwise,
他说你来讲道,
otherwise, it's okay, then you come here and preach.
然后我去赚钱,
and I'll go make money.
我也会尽心尽意努力地去把钱赚好。
And I will do my best to make money.
那你尽心尽意努力地去把道传好。
And you will have to do your part by preaching diligently.
很多时候我们没有这样子的一个观念。
And a lot of time this is not so clear to us.
事实上赚钱与否并不是我们人生的目的。
Whether to make money or not, that's not the purpose of our life.
讲道与否也不是人生的目的。
And whether to preach or not to preach, that's not the purpose of life either.
讲道赚钱都是因为我们在神面前,我们要对神负责。
to preach or to work to make money, is because we must be responsible to God.
这个之前我也提过,
and this point I've mentioned before.
因为我们从人的观点来看, 我们的习惯是,
from the perspective of men, we have this habit.
我们来了美国,
we arrive in this country.
为了是要一个更好的生活,
To seek a better life.
我们努力了就可以有钱,
if we try hard, then we will have money.
有钱了生活就得到供应,
and when we have more money, 我们是, our life will be provided.
我们是靠着我们的双手, 我们靠着我们的血汗来供应给我们自己,
and we rely on our hands, our blood and sweat to provide for ourselves.
但是当我们有了主耶稣基督的生命之后,
but after we have this new life from Jesus Christ,
我们的观念里面还是要靠着我们的双手来供应我们自己的生活,
and we still must continue to provide for ourselves through our effort and through our toil.
可能我们观念上面有说我们要向神奉献，我们要向神感恩,
and we have this concept that we must make offerings to the Lord.
所以我自己用我的双手血汗努力干活，赚了钱之后，我把我所有的给神。
So that after I have made all this wealth, I will give a part of it to the Lord.
第一个还是很自私，只看到自己。
So first of all, we're still quite selfish. We're still just looking at ourselves.
第二个，我们看见了神，可是我们还是靠着自己。
And secondly, we saw the Lord, but we're still relying on ourselves.
但是神的心意是什么？
But what is God's intention?
神所赐给我们的是他的生命。
What God gave us was His life.
主耶稣基督所赐给我们的是生活里面的盼望和恩典。
What Jesus has given us is hope and also grace.
我们的生活上面所有一切的需要,
everything that we need in this life,
是从神来的,
is from God.
神不会让我们饿死。
God will not let us to starve.
神也不会让我们的家庭或者是我们的家人不足。
God will not leave our family in need.
为什么? 因为这是他的应许。
Because that's His promise.
这是他的爱的表现。
And that's how He shows His love.
他借着我们的工作，他来满足我们的需要。
He uses our work to satisfy our needs.
我已经讲过了，今天事实上我们都算是富足的。
So I already mentioned that today we're all counted as the rich.
但是并不是说所有属于神的儿女都一定是富足的。
That is not to say that everyone who belongs to the Lord will be rich.
因为真正的富足是在神国度里面的富足。
Because the real riches is the riches of His kingdom.
真正的富足是我们生命的丰富。
The real riches is the riches of our life.
我们跟神的生命联系上了。
To be connected to God's love.
我们跟家人，我们的生命上面有实质上面的亲密。
And to have true intimacy with our family members.
我们在教会里面跟弟兄姐妹们当中有彼此的相爱。
And to have mutual love among the brothers and sisters.
然后神的儿女在这个世界上面能够为世人传福音，能够让世人来认识耶稣。
And to proclaim the gospel among the people who don't know God so that they can come to know Jesus.
这个是真价值,
this is the real value.
这个是真意义,
and this is the true meaning.
所以这一点是在提摩太前书这第六章里面神要提醒我们的。
So this is what God wants to remind us in 1 Timothy chapter 6.
我们刚刚提到亚伯拉罕,
we just mentioned Abraham.
对,他是有受到神在财务上面的祝福。
Yes, he was blessed greatly in his possessions.
可是亚伯拉罕他很清楚他在神面前的地位。
But Abraham understands very well his position before God.
亚伯拉罕从来没有为着他的财富或者他的财物或者他所拥有的这一切去担心过。
He never worried about his possessions.
他也从来没有向神求过。
He never asked God for these wealth.
但是他向神求什么?
So what did he ask for God?
在创世纪里面，我们看到亚伯拉罕他每搬到一个新的地方的时候，
we saw that every time Abraham moved to a certain place,
他有一件事情，他一定是首先必要做的。
Is one thing that he would do above all else.
圣经上面没有遗漏这一点。
And the scripture never left that out.
而且神特别提出来讲是什么？
And so that's one thing that God specially mentioned.
亚伯拉罕每到一处扎营之后，他第一件事情做的就是他筑坛求告耶和华的名。
And every time that he migrated to a different place, as he set up camp, he will next set up an altar and to make offerings to the Lord.
主，我的生命是属于你的。
So Lord, my life belongs to you.
我的儿女是属于你的。
And so are my children.
我的家业是你给的。
And my family possessions are all given by you.
今天你带领我到此地。
And today you led me to this place.
求你让我继续走你的道路。
And may you continue to lead me in your ways.
求你让我能够继续的能够执行你的旨意。
And may I continue to obey you and to follow your command.
亚伯拉罕的心思意念永远是寄于神的身上。
So his thoughts are always tied up to God.
我们想不想当亚伯拉罕?
Do we want to be like Abraham?
我们想要当亚伯拉罕，因为我们想要像他一样富有。
We want to be. Is it because we want to be him? Because we want to be as rich.
我们想要像他有一样的信心。
Or do we want to have his faith?
好，神要亚伯拉罕把他的儿子献上，杀了献给神。
So now God wanted Abraham to offer his only son.
那这我们就不要了。
Well, we don't want anything to do with that.
可是对亚伯拉罕来说，
but to Abraham,
为什么神称他为神的朋友？
Why does he? Why was he called a friend of God?
为什么他是信心之父？
Why was he called the father of faith?
因为他的儿子，他的财富都是神赐的。
Because his only son and his wealth, they were all granted by God.
这一点他从来不含糊。
And he's never ambiguous about that.
约瑟呢？
What about Joseph?
约瑟为什么在埃及的时候被下到监狱里？
Why was he put into prison when he was in Egypt?
因为他所服务的这个家里面的女主人引诱他。
Because the household that he was serving, the master's wife was tempting him.
你知道你记得约瑟怎么回复这个女主人吗？
Do you remember how he responded to this this lady?
在创世纪39章7到9节里面这样告诉我们。
In Genesis chapter 39, verses 7 to 9.
这个女主人,
so this master's wife,
她用圣经上说，她说以目送情给约瑟。
So in the Bible it says that she took notice of Joseph and said,
你与我同寝吧。
Come to bed with me.
约瑟不从他对他主人的妻子这样说，看啊，一切的家务我主人都不知道，他把所有的都交在我手里，在这家里没有比我大的，并且他没有留下一样不交给我，只留下了你，因为这是你是他的妻子，我怎能做这大恶得罪神呢？
And Joseph said, the scripture says, but he refused. With me in charge, he told her, my master does not concern himself with anything in the house. Everything he owns, he has entrusted to my care. No one is greater in this house than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?
约瑟今天之所以在他的主人家中做到这个大管家的职位，
the reason that Joseph rose to such a prominent status in the family of his master,
很肯定的, 当然除了他聪明伶俐之外,
what we can be sure of is not only that he is he's very smart and diligent,
他一定是一个很勤奋而且很负责的人,
he must be very responsible and diligent.
可是更重要的, 我们在这边看到是约瑟对神的心,
but what we see here is Joseph's heart for God.
我今天在主人的家中, 我有这么大的权利。
So today I wield such great power in my master's household.
这不是靠我自己的努力得来的。
And it's not because of my own effort.
在我之上有一位神。
There is above me God.
我的行事为人要跟神的准则要一致。
And my actions and my words must be consistent with the teaching of God.
所以今天我顶撞我主人的妻子。
So if I offend the wife of my master,
因此受苦,
and if I suffer because of that,
被诬陷, 然后下到监里,
and I'm falsely accused for that,
但是我还叫以神为大,
but I still honor God as greater.
当他到了法老王面前解梦的时候,
so as he came to Pharaoh to interpret his dreams,
他在法老王面前的这个提升,
and he was subsequently raised up before Pharaoh.
之后他的权力地位以及财富,
and afterwards his power, his status, and also his wealth.
对他来说是神的托付,
and all of those things were entrusted to him by God.
不是他自己用双手抓起来的,
those were not earned by him through his own effort.
当我们看到约伯的时候,
and when we saw the example of Job,
约伯是这么的富庶,
Job was such a rich person.
几千匹羊, 几千匹骆驼, 几百对牛,
he had thousands of sheep, camels, and oxen, and donkeys.
可是在一日之间, 他这些财产都是被天灾人祸而毁灭了。
But all of that was taken away or destroyed in a span of a single day.
他的仆人被杀,
his servants were killed.
他的牛羊被抢,
his livestock were robbed.
最后他自己的十个儿女也被敌人而杀。
And his own children were killed by his enemies.
约伯来到神的面前, 他在约伯记1章20节, 他这样子说,
and Job came before the Lord in verse 20, it says the following.
他说他是非常极度的受到影响, 他撕裂外袍, 剃了头, 他伏在地上。
He was just extremely grieving. He tore his robe and shaved his head, and then he fell to the ground.
我们可以想象一个人在那样的情形当中, 心灵里面受到的打击。
We could only imagine how much, how grieved he was in his heart.
可是他在神的面前他说, 我赐身出于母胎也是赐身归回, 赏赐的是耶和华, 收取的也是耶和华, 耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
And this is what he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised.
约伯是一个, 约伯记1章1节说, 他是一个完全正直, 敬畏上帝, 远离恶事的人。
In verse 1, it says that Job was blameless, upright. He feared God and shunned evil.
神赐给约伯这一群儿女, 神赐给约伯一个富庶的家产。
God blessed him with numerous children. God blessed him with great wealth.
但是约伯虽然有这个能力去好好的管理他的这些产业,
so Job had the ability to take care of all of that.
他也一定很享受他的这个财富所带来的舒适的生活。
Of course, he must have enjoyed this comfortable life.
但是当这一切因为天灾人祸在人所不能控制的情形之下烟消云散的时候,
but as all of that just vanished and disappeared because of forces outside of his control,
约伯从来没有改变他对神的信靠。
And Job never changed his faith in God.
我所有的是神所赐的。
What I have was blessed by you.
当我在管理他们的时候, 我就会忠心的管理。
And therefore, when I take care of them, I will take great care of them.
当神把这一切取走的时候, 这是神的事。
When all this was taken away, this was happening because of God.
这个是我们在观念上面需要做的调整, 弟兄姐妹。
This is something that we have to adjust in how in our perspectives.
但是同时我们要知道, 虽然神是可以赐给我们在这个世上物质上面的财富,
at the same time, we must know that even though God can bless us materially in this world,
但是神绝对没有应许每一个基督徒属于他的人都是可以有财富的。
But God never promised that every believer will be blessed in material ways.
我们也可以想到圣经里面许许多多具有代表性的人物不是富有的人。
But we can also, that's because we can think of many examples in the Bible, believers who are never what you would call rich.
摩西,
Moses,
他原本是埃及的一个王子的身份,
he was originally a prince in Egypt.
后来他离开了这个皇宫, 因为他本来是犹太人。
And he left the palace because he realized that he was Jewish.
被法老王逐了出去,
he was driven out by the Pharaoh.
带领以色列人渡过红海,
and he led the Israelites across the Red Sea.
在旷野里面走了40年,
and wandered in wilderness for 40 years.
所面对的就是沙尘,
the only thing that they face is the desert storms.
所面对的是他所带领这些人的埋怨,
and he was facing the complaints of the Israelites every day.
可是他被神称为神的仆人,
but he was called the servant of God by God.
从物质上面来讲,
so from the material perspective, he was never rich. But was he blessed by God?
是,
yes.
他在生活生命当中,
was he ever satisfied in his life?
有,
yes.
因为神给他的责任,
because the responsibilities God gave him, he had fulfilled.
他在生命当中经历到了神,
he had experienced God.
你想想看, 约书亚也是同样的情形,
and Joshua was also had a similar situation.
约书亚是继着摩西之后, 带领以色列人进入迦南地的这位将领将帅,
he was a general that led the Israelites into the promised land of Canaan after Moses died.
约书亚也是没钱的人,
Joshua was also someone who didn't have great possessions.
他也是带领这一群小信的以色列人在那边为着神的应许做征战。
And he led the Israelites who lacked faith in God to fight according to God's promise.
他们在这个世上所追求的并不是财富。
What they were going after was not great material possessions.
他们也知道神的应许并不是每一个人都拥有财富。
They also know that God never promised that they would all be rich.
但是他们所追求的是神给他们的托付。
But they were seeking after God's promise.
然后他们要在神托付给他们的事上忠心。
And they must be faithful to what God had asked them to do.
神有没有祝福他们呢?
But did God richly bless them?
绝对有。
Of course.
他们作为以色列人的将领。
As the warriors of Israel,
带领的是一群在埃及是奴隶的这群人。
They were leading a group of former slaves.
不能勇也不善战的人。
They were never good at fighting.
但是他们所到的每一处, 当神要他们攻下城池, 遇到敌人的时候, 他们是无战不胜的一群人。
And they actually conquered many cities, and they never, and that's because God was leading them.
因为是神在带领他们。
And that was because they were led by God.
我们如果看新约有没有这样的一个情形?
Do we see examples like this in the New Testament?
当然有。
Of course.
保罗是不是一个被神祝福的人?
Was Paul blessed by God?
极其的祝福。
Very much.
但是你知道保罗在认识主耶稣基督之前, 他在人的眼光当中是一个非常非常成功的人。
And before Paul had come to Christ, he was actually considered to be highly successful.
他是有纯正血统的犹太人。
He was
he's a pure ancestry.
He has Jewish pure ancestry.
在腓立比书第三章的时候，他就讲。
And in Philippians chapter 3, he said,
他说任何犹太人的律法我都守了。
I have obeyed every one of the Jewish laws.
并且就犹太人的观念来讲，我是最属灵，在这个宗教信仰上面、律法上面，我是无可指责的。
And by the Jewish laws, I'm pure and perfect.
在当时来讲，他是犹太人当中的一个领袖。
And at the time, he was one of the leaders among the Jewish people.
他的身份背景好,
he has a solid and good background.
他有学问,
he's also very well educated.
他受人敬重,
also very well respected.
但是呢, 当他认识主耶稣基督之后,
but after he had come to know Jesus Christ,
他如此说,
this is how he was described.
我将万事都当为损。
在腓立比书第三章第四节。 In Philippians chapter 4, verse 3, it says the following. I think it's a different one.
第七节。
So in verse 7, it says, chapter 4.
It's 3. Philippians 3, verse 7.
Philippians chapter 3, verse 7. Whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss.
不但如此，我也将万事都当作有损的，因我已认识我主主耶稣基督为至宝。我已经为他丢弃万事，看作粪土，为者是要得着基督。And
what is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ, Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ.
弟兄姐妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们在我们的观念上面需要做一个这个极大的调整。
We must make a complete turnaround in our perspective.
这个是要神的怜悯，这是要圣灵的工作。
And this has to be with the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们的生命是在神的手中。
Our life is in the hand of God.
当我们不认识神的时候，我们的生命是靠着我们自己的掌握。
When we didn't know God, our life was under our own control.
我要努力地为自己积财。
I want to try very hard to accumulate wealth for myself.
我要努力地控制我的生活。
I want to try very hard to put my life in control.
当我的财产越来越固定的时候,
as my wealth becomes more and more accumulated,
当我对我生活的控制越来越好的时候,
as my life becomes more and more stable,
我怕的就是我所控制的这一切失去控制。
And what I worry about is that everything will then fall apart.
我就怕我的钱财被人骗走。
I'm afraid that my wealth would be, somebody would take it.
我怕我的投资因为股票市场的动荡，我就所有的投资都损失了。
I'm afraid that my portfolio will lose value because of stock market fluctuation.
我怕我的家庭破裂。
I'm afraid that my family will fall apart.
本来美满的家庭，我现在控制不够，控制不足。
A very happy family that I may just lose control.
我怕失去我的孩子。
I'm afraid of losing my children.
这是世人的忧虑。
And this is the worries of unbelievers.
如果我们把这世上的这些财产和我们的这些家人，我们的生活，如果我们控制在自己的手中，
if we try to control everything like this in our own hands.
如果我们不了解这一切都是神所赐的，是神所给的，所以神会负责。
If we don't understand that everything is given by God in our care.
我们今天就还是过着一个提心吊胆的生活。
Then we live in a life full of worry.
为什么说有基督耶稣的人的生活是释放的生活？
Why do we say that a life living in Christ is releasing?
为什么我们说当我们的罪受得了赦免，我们今天在主耶稣基督里面拥有的是一个有盼望，而且是自由，而且是无累罪的生活？
Why do we say that after our sin was forgiven, then we live in a life of hope, in a life of without worry?
这不是精神的一个寄托。
This is not just something that we imagined.
这也不是一个好像精神上面的。 这个精神上面的自我的欺哄。
And this is not something we cooked up to deceive ourselves.
这是因为实际上面我们已经将我们的生活和生命交还给在这个世上爱我们而且掌权的神。
This is because we have returned the responsibility for our life to the one who is the creator and who is in control.
弟兄姐妹，真正的生命是什么？
Dear brothers and sisters, what is a true life?
是让我们在生活上面心安理得。
And to stop worrying in our daily lives.
我们不需要提心吊胆。
And we no longer have to be so worrying.
因为我们的生活跟生命已经交在主的手中。
Because we have already committed our lives to the Lord.
我们的生命不是在我们的掌控之中。
Our life is no longer under our own control.
因为我们的控制力实在是没有那么大。
Because our control is really, really limited.
可是神是掌控的神。
But God is a God who is in full control.
神是掌控生命的神。
He is in control of life.
我们要将我们的生命交还给他。
We must return the authority and the control of our life.
因为他本来就是生命的神。
Because he originally created every life.
他本来就是生命的主。
He is the Lord of our life.
他就是生命的源头。
He is the origin of all life.
保罗在提摩太前书最后的部分, 他就是告诉提摩太, 你要谨守这个真理。
And what Paul was telling Timothy at the end of 1 Timothy, the letter, was exactly this.
今天在这个世上太多各式各样的学问。
So in today's world, there are too many so-called knowledge.
太多各式各样的道理。
Too many the so-called principles.
但是神已经将他的真理向我们显明了。
But God has already revealed to us His truth.
我们在教会里面, 我们在自己的生活当中, 我们一定要紧紧抓住神的话语。
So we must hold on to God's truth in our daily lives and also in our church life.
Alex长老常常提醒我们。
So Elder Alex often reminded us,
我们敬重神的话不是只是把它摆在一个很高贵的一个地位。
That we respect God's word, it doesn't mean that we would put it on a platter.
我们应该把它放在一个高贵的地位。
We should highly respect it.
但是如果神的话真的是高贵的话, 它在我们的生命当中一定要被实践出来。
But if we really put God's word, we treat it with such respect, then we must put it into practice.
因为那不是实际的敬虔。
Because that is how we truly honor God's word.
我们捧着圣经说神的话，你是我生活的准则。
But if we just hold on to the, if we lift up the Bible and say, this is the word that I must obey.
可是这本圣经从来不打开。
But if we never actually open it.
打开读了以后也只是知识上面的吸收。
And if we only understand it in terms of mental understanding.
可是在我们的生活当中没有办法实践。
But never really put to practice in our life, or if we are not willing to do it, then we can never truly enjoy what God has promised us.
弟兄姐妹, 我们是富足的人。
Brothers and sisters, we are rich.
神赐我们生命。
God granted us life.
我们要去尝这个神的美好。
We must taste what is good.
我们要去体验神的供应。
And we must experience God's provision.
所以今天我们这个观念的转换是神要我们在观念上面的一个转换。
So today the change of perspective is actually what God commanded us to do.
我们不是移民来美国的华人而已。
We're not just Chinese immigrated to America.
我们今天是属于神的人。
We are people who belong to the Lord.
今天神所赐给我们的一切都是他。
And everything that we have in our life is because God had taken care of us. And may brothers and sisters truly understand this truth. So that we can truly take care of our possessions following God's will. And that we can joyfully and generously give to those who are in need. And so that we can happily and joyfully make offerings to the Lord. Let us pray together.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们你的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today.
若没有你,
if not for you,
我们在这世上的生活是很辛苦的,
then we will have a truly miserable life.
我们人的能力实在是有限,
our abilities are limited.
我们自己能够控制多少,
and how much can we truly be in control?
但是我们感谢你, 因为你让我们认识了你。
But we thank you because you allowed us to know you.
你是那位创造宇宙万物的神。
And you are the creator of everything in the universe.
你是那位丰这个厚赐百物给我们享受的神。
And you are the Lord that richly blesses us.
你已经将你的爱子主耶稣基督赐给了我们。
And you even gave us your only Son, Jesus Christ.
你必不将这世上任何一切好的事物不向我们赐予。
And you would never withhold anything that is good for us. And this to us may be a very new concept.
但是神啊, 当你让我们认识了这个观念之后,
but Lord, as we come to understand this concept,
求主你也恩待我们,
Lord, may you treat us with blessings.
让我们能够知道怎么样在你的里面 得到释放,
so that we can be truly set free within you.
我们努力上进,
so that we work diligently.
当我们在财务上面得到祝福的时候, 我们的眼目仍是向着你。
Even as we are blessed with material possessions, our eyes are still on you.
我们所奉献于你的不过是你所赐给我们的。
What we offered to you was nothing but what you have given us.
我们靠着不再是自己有限的力量。
And so that we never again rely on our limited effort.
也许我们在物质上面或在家庭上面, 我们觉得我们碰到难处。
And sometimes as we encounter trials and difficulties in our life and in our work,
当我们很难想象神你要怎么带领我们的时候, 求主你怜悯我们。
And sometimes it's difficult to imagine how you are actually leading us, and Lord, may you still have mercy on us.
靠着圣灵安慰我们。
And you would comfort us in your Holy Spirit.
也继续仍然让我们清楚地知道你还是那位掌控的神。
So that even in those circumstances, we still know that you're in control.
你是绝对不会离弃我们的神。
And you are never going to desert us.
在你的时间来临的时候,
and in your timing,
你一定拯救搭救我们。
And you will save us.
让我们在我们的生活当中经历你。
And we can experience yourself in our lives.
让我们知道如何的过一个富足的生活。
So that we can live a life of richness.
但是不受富足的控制。
But not to be under the control of money or wealth.
感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.